Life is hard and getting harder in the Gaza Strip. These street vendors are protesting that Hamas Islamic militants put them out of business as part of a crackdown on illegal activities in Gaza. Hamas seized power in June. Since then, order has prevailed on Gaza's once chaotic streets, but many residents complain that the cost of security is too high. In addition, Israel closed its borders with Gaza because Israel, like much of the international community, considers Hamas a terrorist organization. Gaza's borders with Israel have been closed to everything except humanitarian assistance. Since the Hamas takeover, economic life has ground to a halt in much of Gaza. More than 70% of Gaza's factories have closed since Hamas took over. Nasser El-Helou is one of Gaza's most prominent businessmen. He says soon Gaza's private sector will be gone, and with it, a rare pillar of stability in the volatile strip.
We as businessmen in Gaza represent with the businessmen in Israel the last bridge that can keep the relationship between those two nations. So if the economy in Gaza collapses, this bridge will be removed from the map. This should not be done. This should be avoided completely in order to keep the last thread between the two nations.
Just a few weeks ago, Hamas fighters and gunmen belonging to the Palestinian faction Fatah battled it out across Gaza. Now Fatah has retreated to the West Bank. With Hamas in control of Gaza and the factional fighting over, people there can once again venture out, but few have any money to spend. More than 68,000 people have lost their jobs. Unemployment is reaching record levels. 80% of Gaza's residents now receive emergency food aid from the United Nations. Ahmed Youssef is a senior Hamas leader in Gaza. He warns there will only be more instability if Gaza's borders are not reopened. He says for now, Hamas will not recognize Israel or renounce violence, which the international community is demanding as a precondition for opening relations with the group.
I hope that the United States, Israel, and the world community will learn from what happened in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and in many other places where you have occupation and you have people resisting the occupation. As Palestinians, we have under that kind of pressure for 6 decades now. We will continue our struggle until ending the occupation. If the world will help us to end the occupation, that's fine. If not, we will stick to our resistance.
The Palestinian business community is not alone in complaining about Gaza's borders being closed. A number of Israeli business people who import large quantities of agricultural commodities from the Gaza Strip have called on their government to reopen the main cargo crossing point known as Karni. Non-governmental organizations like the Israeli human rights group Gisha have also called on Israel to reopen Karni. Sari Bashi, Gisha's executive director, says reopening Karni would be easy.
Israel has legitimate security interests in protecting its personnel at Karni Crossing, but those security interests are being used as a pretext to keep Karni closed. Karni can be open. People in the private sector have offered to secure the crossings, to coordinate reopening the crossings, but they need Israeli cooperation in order to do so. Israel needs to make a declaration that it intends to open Karni, and once it does that, there will be plenty of people to cooperate.
But Israeli officials disagree. Mark Regev, spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry, says Israel is making sure that plenty of humanitarian assistance is reaching Gaza, but he says it is unrealistic to think that Israel will reopen the crossings to commercial activity at the present time.
We would like to have all the crossings up and running. We've got no interest to see any hardship, economic hardship in Gaza. Unfortunately, one day we woke up in the morning and we didn't see Palestinian security on their side of the crossing. We saw armed Hamas gunmen, a lot of them in ski masks. And the idea that a terrorist group who holds an Israeli soldier hostage, who shoots rockets into Israel, who does suicide bombing against Israeli civilians, will be in charge of security is, of course, something that's totally unworkable.
Regev says Israel is looking for solutions to the problem, such as getting a third party involved in managing some of the crossings, including Karni. But he says that as long as Hamas remains in control of Gaza, Israel will not change its policy of keeping the crossings closed to all but humanitarian traffic. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Gaza.